Crackers ASMR commented on Stuck on a Ferris Wheel with Your Enemy and said, "Hell nah. The last Ferris wheel I was on was spinning backwards and forwards, fast and slow. It's terrifying, and we got stuck, and the thing me and my friend were on was just swinging." What? If I were you, I don't think I'd ever be able to go on a Ferris wheel ever again after that. I wouldn't even be able to click on that video because of the Ferris wheel trauma. Oh my goodness. Banzo Kazubi commented on Bad Girl Takes Care of You at a Party and said, "So I'm actually drunken and I'm hoping is this tub CD hook ill out." Okay, so I can make sense of the first half of that sentence, but I'm struggling to decipher the rest. You're gonna have to help me out there, Bonzo. DeMichael Galloway commented, "A very beautiful audio. This was nicely done, as always, Afterglow. Thank you so much for your hard work." Aw, thank you. That's really nice of you. Reese commented on Best Friend's Older Sister Accidentally Falls Asleep at Your House and said, "I certainly get the appeal of, and enjoy, a secret tryst RP, but why is it so widely accepted that brothers wouldn't be okay with friends dating their sisters? Why are you friends with somebody you don't trust to do that?" Excellent question. I have no idea. It just adds to the drama of the plot. But I think it's not just a matter of trust. I think it's also, if it just doesn't work out, then it might be awkward and take a toll on your friendship. And then also maybe it's just weird and kind of uncomfortable to have your best friend like your sister. I don't know. When I was younger, like, all of my friends had a crush on my brother, and it was, I don't know, it was a little weird. None of them ended up dating my brother, so I'm not really sure what that's like, but I don't know. It's not like I was against the idea, but, you know, like, they'd tell me that they liked my brother, and I didn't know what to say to that, and it was kind of weird. I don't know. Spork commented on Best Friend's Older Sister Accidentally Falls Asleep at Your House. Wow, that is a long title. And said, "Spork doesn't like this one because he has no friends." Oh no, Spork. I'll be your friend, Spork. I'm not sure how you say this. OSRS? OSRS? Discord commented, "Question, did you start recording this after January 12th? I recorded that just a couple days before I uploaded it. Actually, it's funny. So I recorded it a couple days before I uploaded it. And then the night before I uploaded it, I was editing it, and I ended up redoing like the first half of the lines. So, but why do you ask? What happened on January 12th? Praetorian commented, "I really enjoy hearing the owl during outside night segments." Thank you. There's literally always an owl, isn't there? It's because I just recycle the same night ambiance background sound effect for every single scene that takes place at night. I hope no one gets tired of the owl hooing in the background. David Kirby commented, okay, I feel weird, like, repeatedly only reading, like, the comments that are complimenting me, because it just feels almost narcissistic or something. But, you know, these comments make my day, because they're just so sweet. So, David Kirby said, Afterglow, I've just listened to all of your audios. You are truly talented at writing believable dialogue, and your gentle voice is remarkably soothing. I don't normally comment on such videos, but I hope you read this. Never stop producing these. Oh my goodness, that just makes me feel so happy inside. Thank you so much, David, from the bottom of my heart. I really, really, really appreciate that. Colty Bolty commented on Best Friend Gets Jealous at a Party and said, Is that Sweater Weather playing in the background? It is indeed Sweater Weather, yes. That Savage Witch 13 commented on Bad Girl Takes Care of You at a Party and said, Her, why does life suck? Me, I had to eat my goldfish. Like goldfish crackers or like an actual goldfish? Because that is very important to clarify. I'm guessing you mean your actual goldfish. I really, really hope that this is a joke. If it isn't, I don't know what to tell ya. Oh, I got a text. It's my mom. Okay, well, that was good timing because that is the final comment that I planned on reading. So I'm gonna end this here. Bye guys, I hope you have a good night or day, depending on where you are. Okay, bye.